Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Socialism. An economic and sociological analysis is one of Ludwig von Mises' most influential and enduring works, providing a rigorous and methodical critique of socialist economics and its sociological implications. First published in the early 20th century and continuously referenced by economists, sociologists, and political scientists alike, this book systematically deconstructs socialism's theoretical foundations and its practical implementations. Ludwig von Mises challenges the prevailing socialist theories at the time, arguing convincingly about the necessity of economic calculations and price mechanisms governed by free markets, which socialism inherently negates. Through meticulous analysis, Mises explains how socialist economics fail to efficiently manage resources, leading inevitably to scarcity, inefficiency, and societal dissatisfaction. By examining the social implications of state-led economies, Mises boldly predicts many economic failures that socialist and communist countries would eventually exhibit. This extensive exploration covers topics ranging from historical context and philosophical underpinnings to precise economic arguments and empirical evidence. Thus, socialism serves not only as a significant resource for studying economic theory and history, but also remains extraordinarily relevant today. As socialism resurges as an ideological alternative, this classic analysis by Ludwig von Mises provides a clear-eyed logical critique necessary for understanding the inherent challenges faced by centrally controlled economies and the benefits of market-driven economic freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the economic calculation problem, a central argument Ludwig von Mises introduces in socialism, is the economic calculation problem, wherein he argues that rational economic calculation is fundamentally impossible in a socialist society. Mises explains that in the absence of private property and market-determined prices, socialist planners lack essential data for efficient resource allocation. Without price signals arising from free market mechanisms reflecting consumer preferences, supply and demand, and resource scarcity, central planners cannot effectively choose between various production methods or allocate goods and resources rationally. Mises emphasizes that prices in capitalist markets serve as indicators, guiding businesses and entrepreneurs to allocate resources toward their most valued and efficient uses. In socialism, missing these clear economic indicators makes rational and productive economic decision-making unfeasible, resulting in continual shortages, surpluses, and wastage of resources. This problem is not merely a technical challenge, but, according to Mises, inherently linked to the absence of individual freedom in economic choice. He argues robustly through both theoretical and practical analysis how this calculational impossibility severely undermines socialism's foundational logic, ultimately leading socialist economies toward inefficiency and systemic collapse. Today, the economic calculation problem remains fundamental for economic theorists arguing against centrally planned economies. Secondly, incentives and consumer sovereignty. Incentives play a crucial role in productivity, efficiency, and innovation. Ludwig von Mises emphasizes that socialism inherently disrupts this incentive mechanism essential for human action and economic efficiency. In capitalist market systems, profit motives provide strong incentives for people to innovate, work proficiently, economize resources, and produce goods consumers want. However, in a socialist system, where economic rewards are delinked from productivity, these incentives diminish drastically, leading to reduced innovation, decreased working discipline, motivation, and general economic stagnation. Furthermore, Mises introduces the critical concept of consumer sovereignty, where consumers decide what gets produced through their buying decisions. Under socialism, planners and bureaucrats instead dictate production allocation without genuine input from consumers, effectively eliminating individual choice. Mises argues how the absence of consumer input reduces economic responsiveness. The consequences observed are products and services mismatched to public needs, reflected historically in centralized economies' notoriously inadequate consumer goods markets. Without consumer input, planners essentially operate blind, unable to adapt quickly or effectively to evolving preferences, changes, and demands. According to Mises, lacking this dynamic results not only in widespread public dissatisfaction, but also wastes resources extensively and systematically. Thirdly, socialism's impact on individual freedom. Mises views economic freedom as deeply intertwined with individual autonomy and societal well-being. Throughout the text, he explains how socialism, through its centralized control and planning, severely restricts individual freedom. Socialism, in eliminating private property rights, fundamentally removes the individual's ability to make independent economic decisions, leading inevitably to broader restrictions on all forms of freedom. Economic decision-making passes exclusively into bureaucratic control, leading to concentrated power in the government's hands. According to Mises, without autonomous economic choices, individuals are stripped not only of opportunities to thrive economically, but also politically and socially. He argues compellingly how a centrally controlled economy inherently leans toward authoritarianism, limiting individual civil liberties and freedom of expression. Furthermore, Mises discusses why political and economic freedom are inseparable. Restricting economic liberty inevitably restricts other freedoms. His explanation of socialism's detrimental outcomes on personal choice and autonomy forms a cornerstone of classical liberal critiques against socialism. His insights sharply depict historical scenarios in centralized economies, where heavy governmental machines suffocate creativity, expression, and entrepreneurial spirit, generating stagnation and authoritarian suppression. Here, Mises provides essential reading in recognizing and upholding the fundamental connection between economic systems, political frameworks, and personal liberty. Fourthly, practical failures of socialist economies. Besides theoretical arguments, Mises systematically discusses practical consequences, consistently predicting systemic problems compellingly documented in socialist economic histories. He outlines common symptoms typical under centralized economic structures, including persistent shortages, stagnating living standards, and imbalanced economic growth. Socialist planned economies were inherently inefficient, slow to respond, and continuously unable to meet consumer demands effectively. Using meticulously reasoned predictions, Mises anticipated issues manifestly revealed historically, such as the eventual collapse of command-controlled economic frameworks in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe due to accumulated systemic inefficiencies. Practical experiences demonstrated central planning's inability to keep pace with technological advancement, evolving trade dynamics, consumer demands, and resource scarcities, precisely as forecasted by Mises. He articulates profoundly the frequent mismatch between planner intentions versus actual outcomes, arguing that political motives, bureaucratic incompetence, corruption, and misguided policies inevitably follow when economies are heavily regulated. It becomes clear through real-world analysis that socialism's idealistic promises often devolve into economic inefficiency and lingering poverty. These historical realities reinforce Mises's arguments, validating the economist's early and precise critiques, underscoring why socialism invariably struggles in real-world implementations, despite well-intentioned ideologies. Lastly, the philosophical roots and sociological consequences of socialism. In analyzing socialism's attractiveness and the philosophical roots beneath it, Mises profoundly explores the sociological and philosophical underpinnings of socialist movements. He examines socialism's moral claims critically, highlighting its promises of equality and societal unity. While socialism is often grounded philosophically in ideals of altruism, communal ownership, and economic equity, Mises dissects how these ideals collide disastrously with human nature and practical economic conditions. He explores socialist theory's philosophical tensions, revealing inherent contradictions in seeking simultaneously egalitarian outcomes, economic abundance, and widespread freedom without clear incentives, market interactions, or property rights. Furthering sociological observations, he argues socialism inevitably encourages dependency, as the state assumes responsibility typically borne by individuals or communities, thus weakening personal initiative, social bonds, and civic responsibility. Mises also stresses socialism's tendency toward exclusivity and coercion, describing extensively how socialist structures necessitate increasing government control over many ordinary aspects of citizens' lives. He articulates how socialism philosophically pushes towards collectivism, weakening traditional cultural institutions, decentralization, and individual identity, ultimately fostering societal division rather than achieving intended cohesion. Such analysis not only deepens readers' philosophical comprehension, but offers critical sociological insights into socialism's historically and practically problematic societal consequences. In conclusion, Socialism, an economic and sociological analysis, is vital reading for anyone interested in economics, political science, sociology, or history, particularly individuals seeking to understand socialism's inherent economic limitations and sociological effects. Ludwig von Mises's rigorous theoretical analysis, incisive logic, and predictive capability offer unmatched depth for comprehending the fundamental issues present in socioeconomic planning based on centralized control. Readers such as policymakers, students, historians, and economists alike benefit substantially from Mises's thorough critique, profoundly deepening their analytical perspectives on economic systems. This book specifically benefits those considering socialist ideology appealing, enabling balanced assessments through empirical reality and rational inquiry. readers understand precisely why socialism historically failed worldwide, providing essential insights for comprehending contemporary debates surrounding economic freedoms, governmental roles, and individual liberties. Compared to alternatives, Mises's socialism extensively merges theoretical insights, rigorous economic reasoning, historical accuracy, and empirical validation. This carefully structured critique offers highly unique and practically verified insights, making it an indispensable investment worth far more than most modern analyses or critiques of socialism. Its analytical depth provides intellectual tools to critique current and future economic and sociological issues profoundly, strengthening readers' comprehension and advocacy of liberty and economic freedom. If you would like to support Ludwig von Mises, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.